Lieutenant Governor John Rogers has now been in office for 4 months. Most of his job is presiding over the Vermont Senate, but that's not all Rogers has been up to. Last month, he was the only Republican to speak at a protest on the State House lawn against the Trump administration. And he's testified to lawmakers in favor of cannabis reform laws. Vermont Public's Bob Kinzel sat down with Rogers this week to talk about his new role in the State House, his criticism of the Trump administration, and cannabis.
John, we're sitting in your office at the State House. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Happy to do it.
You're a veteran of State House politics. You've served in both the House and the Senate. What's the biggest challenge you faced so far in your role as Lieutenant Governor?
Well, it is a little bit challenging to not be writing bills and amendments. That was one of the things that I loved as a senator, and it's a little different in this position because I've got to find other legislators to move any legislation that I'm interested in. So that's a big change.
You know, it seems, John, like you're in a very unusual political position. You're a former Democratic member of both the House and the Senate. But you left the Democratic Party to run as Lieutenant Governor as a Republican. You were the only Republican to speak at the recent hands-off rally at the State House to protest the policies of the Trump administration. What do you say to those Republicans who feel like you're being disloyal to the president and the whole GOP national agenda in Washington?
Well, I've made it clear from the beginning that I never supported President Trump, even from a time before he ever ran for political office. I knew about his antics, and I never cared for the man himself. I think his policies are detrimental, and I've been pretty clear on that. I think if we go back to the roots of the Republican Party, Abe Lincoln and President Eisenhower would look at MAGA and say, those people are not Republican. And, you know, the old joke used to be the only difference between a Vermont Democrat and a Vermont Republican is what time of day they milk their cows. And when I first came into the legislature, the moderate Democrats and the moderate Republicans were very, very close and built consensus government and got things done for Vermonters. And as time has gone by, this building has become more partisan.
Have some Republicans gone as far as to threaten to run a candidate against you in a GOP primary next year?
Sure. And there's always going to be those threats. We've got a whole bunch of naysayers saying nasty things on our social media pages. That's all to be expected in politics. That's nothing new. But the bottom line with me, Bob, is I have always run previously as a Democrat, now as a Republican, but once I'm elected, I'm working for Vermonters. I'm not working for a political party. And I think that's what everybody in this building should do, is work for Vermonters. And right now, we have some serious struggles. And there's a lot of issues to talk about, but none of them matter if we can't afford to live here. And right now, Vermonters are being crushed by the cost of living.
Why was it so important for you to speak at the hands-off rally?
Well, the first thing is I'm very disappointed in congressional Republicans for not having the courage to stand up for their constituents. We have some serious issues going on, and if no one has courage, we're in trouble. And I don't know if you heard my speech the first day I was sworn in, but I asked legislators for courage and honesty. And that's two things we don't have in Washington anymore. So I think it's super important for Republicans to stand up and speak truth to power.
You've described yourself as probably the only statewide official in the country who has a cannabis cultivator's license. You've been a strong supporter of legislation that would allow growers to sell their products directly to consumers. What do you say to those folks who feel you've got a conflict of interest here? Because you could benefit directly if this provision is in the final version of the bill.
Yeah, some people say that, and I've never done anything for my own self-interest. It's always for the the greater good. Everything that I am pushing for is stuff that I am hearing from the community. Will some of it benefit me? Absolutely, I hope so. But it's gonna benefit everybody else in the same position as I am. The legislature made some serious mistakes in opening the large indoor grow operations and allowing some of these multi-state organizations to set up. They are driving the price down, putting all the craft growers that we want to be in the business out of business. There is going to be a mass exodus from the market because the prices have plummeted, and you might as well be growing potatoes right now. Everybody thinks, oh, cannabis growers, they're making tons of money. They're not. I just got an email from one tier one outdoor grower, said, I've put everything I have into my business and I'm gonna go bankrupt. We're hearing those stories over and over.
Lieutenant Governor John Rogers, many thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Happy to do it, Bob. Thanks for coming in.
That was Vermont Public's Bob Kinzel speaking with Lieutenant Governor John Rogers at the State House this week.